the 48th story, The Adventures of a Mighty Fighter. Six strange stories have been told of this mighty fighter, Samson. Have you ever heard him called Splendid Son? The name Samson, that his father and mother gave him, meant sunny or like the sun, and he was bright, witty, and full of jokes. He was strong, too, as a giant in his strength, and some people said he was like the sun in his splendor and his power. His father and mother, before they had any little children, often wished for a boy who might grow up to do great and mighty things. There was no hero nowadays to lead their people against the enemy, no great men as there used to be in the old days. They often talked of the great father Abraham, of Israel, the prince, of Joseph, the savior of his people, of Moses, their leader and lawgiver, and of Joshua, the brave soldier. They wished for someone like Gideon and Jephthah, or Deborah and Barak, who had done brave deeds in other parts of Canaan. In their little corner in the Southland, which was the old home of the Danites, a new enemy had risen up to oppress the Israelites. The Philistines, those wild, warlike people living on the seacoast, had come forth. They had been wanderers, as their name tells, until they had settled in this part of Canaan a good many years before. When they found the Israelites coming nearer and nearer, they came forth and said, "What are you doing here?" And the Israelites said, "This land has been promised to us by the God of our fathers. It is to be ours, and we have come to take it and occupy it." The Philistines grew very angry, and as they heard of the victories of the Israelites, they hated them more and more. In the days when Israel forgot the rules God had given them, and forgot how God had blessed them and did evil in his sight, the Philistines saw they were growing weaker. "Now," they said, "we can overcome them." And they went forth in their strength and made them their servants. And bitterly they taunted him, saying, "Aha! Aha! Whose is this land now?" It was in these days that a farmer, Manoah, and his wife lived in the hills, not very far from the home of the Philistines, and it was they who wished for a deliverer for their people. One day, as Manoah's wife sat under a tree in one of their fields, a messenger of God stood beside her. As she looked at him, she was almost frightened. She wondered who he was, but she could not open her mouth to ask. "I have a message for thee," said the stranger. "Thou shalt have a son as thou hast wished, and by he shall begin to save Israel out of the hand of the Philistines. But thou must bring him up very carefully. Thou must never cut his hair, nor let him drink any wine or strong drink, and he must never eat anything that is unclean. He is to be a Nazarite, that is, one of that band of people who has vowed to God never to do any of these things." As soon as he had given his message, the man of God went away. The woman rose up and went at once to find her husband. She told him of the visit of the stranger and of how terrible he looked to her. "I could not ask him from whence he came," she said, "and he did not tell me his name. But he promised we should have a son and said, 'He must be a Nazarite from the very first and not drink any wine nor strong drink nor eat anything unclean.'" "Why didst thou not ask the man to stop with us," asked Manoah, "so that I could have spoken with him?" "He was gone before I could say a word," replied his wife. After thinking of this wonderful news, Manoah asked God to let the visitor come again. He prayed, "O Lord, I pray thee, let the man of God whom thou didst send come again unto us and teach us what we shall do unto the child that shall be born." And God hearkened unto the voice of Manoah, and granted his request. The messenger came again to the woman as she sat in the field. Manoah was not with her, but as soon as she saw the man coming, she ran to her husband and said, "Behold, the man who came the other day hath appeared to me again." Manoah quickly went with his wife and came to the man and said to him, "Art thou he who spoke to my wife the other day?" And the stranger said, "I am." Manoah then said, "We hope and trust that what thou hast spoken may come to pass. But tell us what and how we shall do with the child." The messenger replied, I've already told thy wife what to do. Be sure she does all that I have commanded her." Manoah then invited the visitor to stay, saying, "Let us detain thee while we prepare meat for dinner." "If I stay," said he, "I will not eat with thee. But if thou makest any gift, hadst thou not better offer the food as a burnt offering to Jehovah in thanks for his promise to thee?" Manoah turned again to his visitor and said, "What is thy name, that when thy words come to pass we may do thee honor?" "That is a secret. I cannot tell thee," answered the stranger. So Manoah took the kid or young calf with an offering of meal and offered it upon the rock unto Jehovah. He kindled a fire by placing some wood under his offering, and the flame went up from the altar. When Manoah and his wife looked away from the rock, the messenger of God had gone. Then Manoah knew that it was an angel of Jehovah. He was afraid and said to his wife, "We shall surely die because we have seen God." "Oh no," said his wife, "if we were to die, God would not have shown us these things nor given us this promise." After a time, a baby boy came to the home of Manoah and his wife, and they named him Samson, for it was indeed a sunny, bright time to them. As he grew up, he was stronger than any of the boys in the neighborhood. His mother would not let a hair of his head be cut, and she gave him the food that was very good for him. She taught him not to touch a drop of any wine, nor strong drink, nor unclean food. As Samson grew still older, he was not afraid of anything, and often went off on one wild expedition after another. But he never broke the vow that his mother had made for him, for he was proud of being the strongest man in all the country round about. One day, when he was a tall young fellow, Samson went down to Timnah in the land of the Philistines. There he met a number of young men whom he thought were pretty good fellows. He had fine times with them and thought they were better than the boys at home. While there, he met a girl who was more beautiful to him than any he had ever seen. He wanted to marry her. So Samson went back to his home and said to his father and mother, "I have seen one of the daughters of the Philistines whom I want to marry. Get her for my wife." It was the custom for a father to get a bride for his son. But Samson's father and mother did not like his proposing to marry a girl from one of the Philistine families. "Canst thou not find a woman," they said, "from among the daughters of thine own people?" But Samson persisted even against the wish of his parents. He went again to Timnah to see the maiden. On his way, as he was passing through the wild, hilly country and the overgrown vineyards, a lion came out and roared at him. Samson was not afraid of anything. He had nothing in his hand with which to defend himself, so he seized hold of the lion's jaw and tore it by force until he killed it. Then he threw aside the body of the animal and went on his way. He made his visit and said nothing about meeting the lion. He did not even tell his father and mother when he went home. After a while, Samson went again to Timnah to be married to this daughter of the Philistines. He stopped to see what had become of the dead lion, and there in its skeleton he saw a swarm of bees had made a nest, and in it was some honeycomb and honey. He took the honeycomb in his hands and went on, eating the honey as he went. When Samson reached the home of his bride, he gave a wedding feast, for this was the custom of a bridegroom, and the festivities continued for a week. 30 of his young men friends came to be with him. To entertain them, Samson gave them a riddle. He said, "If you can guess this within the 7 days of the feast and tell it to me, I will give you 30 linen garments and 30 pieces of other clothes. But if you cannot tell it to me, then ye shall give me 30 linen garments and 30 changes of raiment." The young man said, "All right, give us the riddle." And Samson said to them, "Out of the eater came something to eat, and out of the strong came something sweet." For 6 days they tried hard to guess the riddle, but they could not find it out. On the 7th day they said to Samson's wife, "Coax thy husband to explain the riddle to us, lest we burn thee and thy father's house. Didst thou invite us here to take away that which we have?" So the girl cried continually before Samson and said to him, "Thou dost not love me, thou only hatest me. Thou hast given a riddle unto my countrymen and hast not told it to me." "Why," said Samson, "I have not told it to my father and mother, and shall I tell it to thee?" But she kept on weeping, and at last Samson gave up and told her. At once she went and told the riddle to the young men. Before the sun went down, the men of the city said to him, "What is sweeter than honey, and what is stronger than a lion?" And Samson said to them, "If with my heifer ye did not plow, ye had not solved my riddle now." He knew they had not played fairly, and he was very angry, angry with them for their mean trick, and angry with his bride for deceiving him. Samson kept to his part of the bargain, though he did a wicked thing to keep his pledge. He had not money to buy all those garments, so he went down to a town nearby, and in the fierceness of his strength, he killed 30 men and took their clothing back to the men who had told his riddle. Then in his anger, he left them all, even the girl he was going to marry. When Samson's angry feelings passed away, he went to visit the maiden who was to have been his wife, and he carried with him a kid for a gift for her, a present which was quite usual in that day. But her father met him at the door and told him she had become the wife of a friend of his. "We thought thou didst hate her," he said, "so I gave her to thy companion. But her younger sister is fairer than she. Take her instead." Samson was too angry to answer. He knew who had made the first trouble, and he determined to pay them back. And he said to himself, "I shall not be to blame this time if I do the Philistines some mischief." He was always doing some strange tricks. That very night, Samson set traps for foxes that were in the neighborhood and caught 300. He took torches and, turning the foxes tail to tail, he put a torch between every pair of tails. When he had set the torches on fire, he let the foxes go into the standing grain of the Philistines. As the wild foxes ran hither and thither, the shocks and the grain and the olive yards were all burned. In the morning, when the Philistines saw their ruined fields burned or blackened with smoke, they said, "Who has done this?" Someone told that it was Samson. He had done it because the Timnite had taken away his wife. So angry were the Philistines that they went up to the Timnite's house and burned her and her father. Then Samson said, "If ye do in this manner, I will surely be avenged." And he fought the men and killed many of them. A bitter quarrel was started, and Samson escaped from the place and went and hid in the cleft of a great rock that was in Judah.